producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to my program. Sure hope you're enjoying your weekend wherever you live here in the country and all over the world in the World Wide Web. Welcome you listeners to make some common sense out of the news. Enjoy our weekend and kind of put a few little news items in perspective for you. Lots to talk about today. Hey, Halloween's coming up next week. I don't know what part of the country you live in that celebrates Halloween as intensely as we do down here in the New Orleans area. I mean, Halloween's almost like Mardi Gras down here, where a adults dress up just as much as the kids. I love Halloween. I have my candy out for the kids and love to see the same groups come to the door year after year. Then everyone heads down onto Frenchman Street, which is not in the French Quarter if you visited New Orleans. It's just beyond the French Quarter. Every single person there is in costume, and the bands play, and it goes on till the wee hours, just as it does in Mardi Gras. So hope you enjoy your Halloween wherever it happens to be. Hey, Marina O'Hara passed away. She was one of my favorite actresses, that fiery redhead that played opposite John Wayne in so many great movies. She was 95 years old. The Hunchback of Notre Dame, great old movie she was in. The Parent Trap was one of my favorites with Brian Keith. Remember, they had the twins and the parents were estranged, and the same twin played both girls, but really a cute movie I've seen on a number of occasions that she played in. I could give you a whole list, all those cowboy movies she made with John Wayne, where she was this fiery Irish lady. And what was the Irish film that they did? The Quiet Man, wasn't it? Where it was over in Ireland, and John Wayne pursued her, and she said she wanted nothing to do with him. They eventually fell in love, as they always do. Anyway, she was a great actress. She was from Dublin, Ireland, born over that way, and died at 95, was acting in movies up till just a couple of years ago. So we sure miss her. I'm a movie buff. You like to go to the movies? I know that some people think it's so easy to go to Netflix and Hulu, and there is some awfully good TV series shows on that, and I used to didn't watch TV that much. I've got a little bit more time now, and I will usually tape, DVD, Devo, whatever you call the shows that you happen to see. But I went to see Bridge of Spies last week, Steven Spielberg's new film that was so good, starring Tom Hanks, all about an event, true story, quite frankly. Took place back in the 1950s when an Air Force pilot, Gary Powers, was shot down over Russia in a U-2 plane, a high spy plane, supposedly going so high it could not be shut down. The plane was shot down, and it was a gripping story of Hanks being the lawyer trying to negotiate a prisoner swap, and he was able to do so. Very compelling movie, and very historically factual, too. Get a chance to see Tom Hanks. I see anything Tom Hanks is in. Bridge of Spies is really a great motion picture. I want to see The Martian. I've heard great things about Matt Damon and The Martian, which is about him being on a space shuttle and going to Mars, but then a series of catastrophes happen and he's stuck there. He can't get back. And it's going to be a real labor of love to put other spaceships up there to get him. Can he survive in the couple of years it's going to take to get him? How does he survive? He says he's not a scientist. He's got to learn to garden. And that's what I've heard about it. It's supposed to be fascinating. I'm going to see The Martian this week. Steve Jobs, I want to see that. He wasn't a particularly appealing fella, but he certainly was a genius in developing the Apple products, and so I just like to learn about his life. Never graduated from college, but went on to make the most successful company in America today, the most profitable company in America today. And I'm an Apple guy. I have the computers and the iPhone and the whole works, and so I want to go and see that too. By the way, this concept, I don't know if you have them in your area, and some of you smaller markets, whether you're in Paducah, Kentucky, Fairbanks, Alaska, I can go right now with, because we've got a lot of smaller stations here. They haven't gotten there yet, but most of your bigger cities, they have what they have these movie theaters that have restaurants in the theaters. They serve you food. Down in my part of the country, they're called movie taverns. It's a very popular large chain. And it's first-rate theater. You go in, and I'll tell you, I've got a very comfortable chair that's in my office that I watch TV out of and have my computer on my lap. Got a bad back, so it's a very comfortable chair. The movie theater chairs, these big leather chairs, quite frankly, dwarf or much, much better than the chair I have at home. Very, very comfortable chairs. It's stadium seating where the seats go up high in the air, and then, of course, you can watch the movie. But the good thing is you can order food, and it's pretty good food. It's like Chili's, Applebee's, something like that. You can order the food sitting right there in your seat, and the waiter or waitress will bring it right to you. And so you can enjoy a good meal. And most, you can drink a cold beer if you're a drinker. I don't happen to be. If you're drinking a wine, beer, something like that, right there at your seat. A new concept that is encouraging more people to go to the movie theaters, and I think it's catching on pretty well. That's kind of it's not the wave of the future. It's the wave of now. If you want to really enjoy good movies, you have a chance to go to one of those movie theaters that have the restaurants in. I'd urge you to do so. Big football weekend. You know, I mentioned Paducah, Kentucky, and we've got a lot of listeners up in that part. Paducah is western Kentucky. They listen to us on WRIK 750 AM, and they're not too far from Bowling Green. That's all in the same area of rural western Kentucky. I-69 is the route you take going right through that whole area that crosses the country. But what they have there that's very unique is a fine university called Western Kentucky. And it poured in torrents in rain here in my home of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, over this weekend. New Orleans is also my home. Massive rain coming in from Hurricane Patricia, coming the huge hurricane that devastated good parts of Mexico. It's all over our area now. We'll have rain here for the next couple of days. In any event, we play Western Kentucky. Now, LSU, my home team, is number 4 in the country right now after their victory yesterday. They are projected by many prognosticators in sports to play for the national championship. They're a heck of a football team. A guy named Leonard Fournette is probably the best running back in the last 10 years in football. Unbelievable machine, sculptured athlete that's everybody's choice to be All-American Heisman Trophy winner. So they play little Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky gave them a heck of a football game. I like the idea that some of these smaller schools are standing toe-to-toe with these big-shot programs that spend a heck of a lot more money, and Western Kentucky played a heck of a game, really enjoyed it, and the sloppy rain poured in torrents the entire game. I think the final score was about 40-20, but hats off to Paducah and Western Kentucky, that whole part of Western Kentucky up that way in that part of the country, because they played a real heck of a football game up that way, and I take my hat off to them. They ought to be very proud. You know, I mentioned Halloween and how much I enjoy Halloween next week coming up. Also next week, if you're from the United Kingdom, there is a holiday called Guy Fawkes Day that's kind of like our Halloween. It's very unique. It's like our 4th of July in terms of fireworks. They have huge fireworks displays. Big bonfires are built. And it's kind of an interesting holiday. It takes over the whole country, and kids are out kind of trick-or-treating like we do here. But it's also known as Bonfire Night. It marks the anniversary of the discovery of a plot organized by Catholic conspirators to blow up the House of Parliament in London back in 1605. So we'll also be celebrating about the same time Guy Fawkes Day that's coming up here next weekend, too. So lots to talk about, and we've got a good show today, by the way. Several guests. I want to talk about some of the Halloween traditions with ghosts. You believe in ghosts? I've got a guest that's going to tell you why we should believe in ghosts. So we're going to have some fun and cover a lot of topics. Stay with me. Go to my website, CR full schedule. I write a column every week on the website. I put up some interesting things. I put up a video. I put up my song of the week. So you'll find some interesting things to look at. The website is called www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. Hey, here's what we're going to do. You freshen up your coffee. I'll take a little pause, and we'll come on right back to make a lot more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we have some pretty strong constitutional provisions that guarantee you a right to a lawyer if you've been charged with a crime. And I hope none of you ever get in the situation where you're charged with a crime. If you are and you can afford a lawyer, people usually go out and hire their own lawyer. But many people just don't have the money to hire a lawyer. Lawyers are expensive. I happen to be a lawyer. I know. I've practiced some criminal law over the years. And so it's a terrible situation where you get charged with a crime, you cannot afford a lawyer, and so you languish in jail until the system supposedly is supposed to give you legal counsel. Now, how it works in most states is they have something called a public defender board or an indigent defender board. There are public lawyers paid for by taxpayers who are assigned. The minute someone is charged with a crime and put in jail, then they get a lawyer who looks out for them. These lawyers are overworked, but by and large, it's a pretty decent system. But I was surprised to learn that that seven states in this country don't provide any public funding to give you a lawyer. What they do is, when you come in and you're charged with a crime, they will just have a lawyer that practices in the local court, whether they're a criminal lawyer or not, and say, hey, you're in charge of representing this fellow. Happened to me on several occasions, and I'll explain to you. Why I got interested in this is, we've got a lot of listeners over in the state of Mississippi, in Hattiesburg, in Jackson. We've got stations in Macomb, Mississippi, Natchez, Mississippi. And it's a heavy market for us here. And I was troubled by a story I read here recently. Scott County is a county in Mississippi, 25 miles to the east of Jackson, Mississippi, right along I-20. Small county, about 28,000 people in Scott County, named after Governor Scott, a governor of Mississippi back in the 1800s. And so they got a judge up there. His name is Judge Marcus D. Jordan. And I hope he does not reflect the views, because I've got some good friends who are judges in Mississippi. I live in the adjoining state of Louisiana. Go over with some friends that own several radio stations. We have a monthly lunch. There's always a lot of judges there, and I find very competent judges over there. But I was deeply concerned about Judge Gordon, who made some comments here recently about what he thought about the system. He said that, first of all, he admits that there's no time limit set on how long someone can be held in jail before indictment up in Scott County, and he says in many areas of Mississippi. He says that, you know, if you're a poor defendant, you can't afford bail, you just sit there in jail for months before you can't speak to a lawyer because they don't assign you a lawyer. You see, they don't pick a lawyer until after you're actually indicted. Well, you might be arrested, a busy county up there. It may take a year before you're actually indicted. And even though you may be innocent, you just sit there in jail. That's the way it works in some states. Not most of the states. Not in my home state of Louisiana. But it does in Mississippi, particularly in Pike County. And here's what really concerned me, what the judge had to say. A reporter asked him, well, aren't you concerned that, you know, months, even a year can pass between the time that someone's arrested and the time they're indicted? They just sit there in jail. It's not a thing they can do. And here's the judge's response. He says, it was a female reporter that asked her this, and she said, lady, people charged with crimes, they are criminals. Let me tell you that one more time. People charged with crimes, they are criminals. In other words, if someone charges you with a crime, you are guilty. Now, this is the judge who's supposed to be neutral, supposed to make the decisions about fairness in the whole case. And we've seen time and time again that many innocent people, a number on death row, later are found to be innocent. Some have been executed even though they're innocent. Those things happen. They slip through the cracks. We talk about it in this show a lot. Well, according to Judge Marcus D. Gordon, he says people charged with crimes, they're criminals. Let them sit there in jail. Nobody gives a darn. That's chilling. And I hope that all of you listeners that hear us up in the state of Mississippi, I know that's not the norm. I know there's a number of good judges up there. But if you listen to us up there on WHNY up in Macomb, Mississippi, 1250 a.m., you folks in Jackson, WPBQ, 1240 a.m., Hattiesburg, we've got a lot of listeners in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, WHSY, 950 a.m., Talk to your local judge about that. Say, Judge, I heard a disturbing thing about a Mississippi judge who says that if you're sitting in jail, you're charged with a crime, then you're a criminal. You are guilty. That should not be the norm. And I'm disturbed by this Judge Marcus D. Gordon. He doesn't get a star today at all. He gets a thumbs down for those kinds of statements and that kind of attitude. And it's unfair because we've got listeners in Scott County coming out of our Jackson station. And anyway, take it for what it's worth. You folks in Scott County, I hope you have a chance to express to Judge Gordon that he's supposed to be seeing that justice prevails, not that someone charged with a crime is automatically convicted. That's what happens up there. That system used to be that way in Louisiana. I got appointed. I was a young lawyer wet behind the ears. And the judge said, you know, we got this guy's charged with robbery, I think he was. And he said, Brown, you're appointed to represent him. I knew nothing about criminal law. And so I defended this fella. One of the other witnesses they couldn't find, and I didn't know much about the case, but I pounded on the fact that, where's the other fellow? Why didn't they bring him into court? And they just couldn't find him. And so the jury ends up finding him not guilty. And after the trial, he was charged with stealing a bunch of TV sets and things out of a warehouse, apparently. So the trial's over, and I said, look, when you can make a little money or something, I wish you'd pay me something. I didn't get paid a thing for defending you. It got you off. He says, you don't want a TV set, do you? No, I don't want a TV set. That's what you're accused of stealing. So that was my first experience in the criminal law. And I'll tell you a very chilling case. I also defended this young man. He was accused of shooting a game warden. True story. I'm not going to tell you the place and location, and when you hear the story, you'll find out why. So he was accused of shooting this game warden. He was out hunting, a young fellow, young African-American, about 17 years old, with his dog, and shooting at night, hunting coon, which you can do, it's legal. Well, you can't shoot a deer at night. That would be illegal. So the game wardens thought he might be shooting deer. They heard some shots in this area, and they kind of waited for him behind a railroad track. As he crossed over the railroad track, they shined big lights in his face. Well, he just panicked by the lights. He reared back, his gun goes off, and he shoots the game warden in the shoulder. They charge him with attempted murder of a game warden. Well, I was appointed to defend him. I did the best I could. Like I said, I wasn't much of a criminal lawyer. That was not my focus of practice. I argued to the jury, and they found him guilty. And I felt terrible about it. I said, look, I'm sorry. And, of course, I wasn't getting paid a penny, but my duty was to defend this young man. I did, and I said, I'm going to take it up to the Supreme Court. I'll fight this for you. I think you're innocent. It was a mistake. Fought to the Supreme Court, and darn if he wasn't found upheld. The conviction was upheld. So he said, what's going to happen to me, Mr. Brown? I said, well, unfortunately, I'll try to get the governor to give you a pardon, but you've got to go down to the state penitentiary and start serving your time for attempted murder, about 20 years. Well, he said, what's going to happen? I said, well, the sheriff will come get you. Paperwork got messed up, and that was 43 years ago, and the sheriff still's never come to get him. It was a mistake, but maybe a good mistake, because it was a mistake to begin with. But that was my experience in representing defendants in the criminal court. You don't want to get me as your criminal lawyer. Jim Brown here, Common Sense. Take a break. We'll come right back to make some more.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, the debate stays very heated about gun control. There are proposals in the Congress to put all kinds of different restraints gun control-wise, and there's probably some reasonable methods along that way. It depends on where you live and what your attitude is towards guns. I'll give you an example in terms of my own situation. Today, I live down in Louisiana. I live in a subdivision that has one way in and one way out. It has cameras. It has private security 24 hours a day, and so I'm pretty comfortable not worrying about packing heat in down here. I just don't feel like it's necessary. There's lots of safety where I live. That compares pretty dramatically, 180-degree swap from, say, 20 years ago when I was living up in the country in a small parish around Natchez, Mississippi, up in Louisiana. And I lived on out in the country, on a little farm out in the country. Had an old 200-year-old home that I'd restored out that way. And my closest neighbor was about, well, there was a lake I could cross. The lake maybe was about 10 miles, but the sheriff's office was like 30 miles away, 25, 30 miles away. In a situation like that where you're living by yourself with your family, all alone, having gun protection meant a heck of a lot more then. You see what I mean? I mean, you're out there by yourself, and I had several instances that come up, nothing where there's a dramatic confrontation where people drove into my area without notice to me, and I got very concerned.
turn in the middle of the night, you see car lights coming down your dirt road when you live all alone at midnight, you kind of wonder, hey, what's going on right here? And so you want to have protection, and I can understand that. And I can understand that the debate is complicated and there's no easy answer to it. But I guess here's the point I'm trying to make in telling you all this. We talk about this whole gun culture, but you know, I know there are very strong objections to any type of gun control from NRA members and from various gun clubs. You know, these deranged shooters who go into these movie theaters or go into these schools and kill all these folks don't belong to the NRA, don't belong to gun clubs. You know, they are mentally deranged in many instances, and they're out to get their 15 minutes of fame. And so we should look into that culture of mental health and find ways to identify these shooters a lot earlier. But in all this gun debate, and the president has carried it on, and it's been back and forth, and it's going to continue to do so, the one thing missing from all of the debate is the violence you see on TV or in the movies. I mentioned how much I like to see the movies there earlier on the program. When the president talks about gun violence, he gives Hollywood a pass. My daughter wrote this, about the way. My oldest daughter, Campbell, that used to be on NBC News, NBC Today Show, and hosted a program on CNN, wrote a very compelling article about this very subject in the Wall Street Journal not too long ago. You can find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. And what she said was, we're just ignoring the gun violence and the mayhem and the devastation that takes place in television shows and movies and in these video games particularly. No one's concerned about that. And the effect it does, all this violence does, to our young people, to young minds. I read a comment by Dr. Victor Strasburger. He's a leading researcher on media violence for the American Academy of Pediatrics. And here's what he says. He says, all our studies show portraying violence is extremely dangerous. Kids become desensitized, numb to suffering around them, and aggressiveness. They just get numb to it all. He also says that when you add in other factors like poverty and mental illness, you have a perfect storm. This can and does lead to violence. But the American Academy of Pediatrics, a few years back, issued a statement saying the evidence is now clear and convincing. Media violence is one of the causal factors, one of the causal factors of real-life violence and aggression. And therefore, pediatricians and parents need to take action. And so, you know, they show time and time again there is a link, clear link, between exposure to violence on TV or movies and increase and aggressive and physical behavior. You see these guys wiping out, you know, all these people in these video games. Hey, that's macho. I can do something like that. And that's not being regulated. You see, when the movies are shown, they regulate the sex in the motion pictures and the language, the foul language. That's given a rating. But there's no rating. The Federal Communications Commission that sets rules regarding TV violence, they have, as I say, strong regulations in TV on language and sexual content. But they don't say anything about violent content. Nothing whatsoever. You follow me? So that needs to be addressed. I'm not for censorship in the media. I'm in the media. But it's just not right to have television programs show, or these movies shown on TV, showing all this hardcore violence, just the most graphic, terrible things you can go on. I'm on one of the stations now, I guess because it's Halloween time coming up. I don't know if it's TNT or what the station is, but it's just one graphic depiction of some monster after another, one movie after the other. And one thing that would help, quite frankly, is parents don't have a lot of control. Because, you see, when you're forced by these cable companies and satellite companies to pay for channels that you don't watch. And, you know, parents should be allowed to choose which cable or satellite channels come into their home, especially when there's this extreme violence that are in there. Parents shouldn't, if you're a parent, You shouldn't be obligated to act as this filter. You shouldn't be the filter to block out all this stuff. Number one, you often don't know what it is what your kids are watching. So, password protection kind of shifts responsibility back to you. I think it would be much better is you could pick what you want to watch. I like to watch certain movies, and gosh, I get all these channels, the cooking channels and exercise channels, and I exercise a lot. I'm not knocking those things, but that should be my choice. I should pick and choose. I don't want them. I don't want to pay for the package. I'd like to be able to go down the list and say, yeah, I'll take the Disney Channel. I'll take the Sports One, ESPN. I want good movie channels. I don't mind the R-rated movies. I'm an adult. I can handle that. And I can check them off and pick the exact channels I want, you see. But you can't do that now. You're stuck with these packages. And when you get the package, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're getting. And so that's what your kids are watching. And our kids are so sophisticated now. They know exactly what these movies are. They know what they're looking for. And you as an adult have to watch so closely in terms of what these kids watch or what movies they go to. And I mentioned earlier in the show how I love these new ideas of the movies with the stadium seating and everything like that. Well, you're not supposed to buy a ticket for an R-rated movie. And what, do you have to be 18, don't you? Well, what these kids do, they buy the PG ticket at 14 with all their friends, then they sneak into whatever movie they want. The movie theaters don't really watch that. There's got to be some way to monitor that where your ticket goes in the slot or the door as you go in, and unless you have you bought a ticket for that movie, you can't do it because we're just defeating the R rating. These kids see anything they want, or the X rating, and it comes up. So I just want to make that point, and again, I would urge you to read the column. It was Wall Street Journal column by my daughter Campbell, and she raises the question to the president. She said, "Are you giving a? You're giving a pass on violence. Hollywood is giving a pass. They get a break. They're not held to the same standards. The ratings don't work. These movies end up on television. There's no television choices for parents. And the violence of a warped mind, someone who's got mental health conditions, is exasperated by seeing this kind of violence on TV and in the movies." So I thought she made a good point in the column, and I think it's a good point today. That's not censorship. That's not holding back on guns. That's just common sense to control a situation where you as a parent have a heck of a lot more choice. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Got lots more to talk about. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Had an interesting conversation yesterday. It was election day in Louisiana. There are a lot of people, a lot of activity going on down here, picking a new governor and legislators. And so at a reception that I attended later in the evening, I had a young minister come up and see me and introduce himself and said he was part of a nationwide effort called Stanford Mentors. This was a group of men who took on the role of trying to be a mentor for young boys where there's no father figure there in the home. And he was saying that he heard me talk last week about the absence of fathers in the home. And he said he was taken by the story. Would I kind of relate to him some of the things I said on the show, because he wanted to talk about it in his sermon on church that goes on today. And I reiterated to him, and I hope you heard that segment. I thought it was extremely interesting in terms of what we do when we talk about crime, when we talk about the fact that young men grow up and don't have father figures in the home. It's not just a black problem. It's a black and white problem. It's an Hispanic problem. It's a problem across all races where you don't have the father figure to give that mentoring, to give that support, to give that attention. Now, that's not taking away anything from mothers who in so many instances have raised their child in a home. I know a professional basketball player, his mother does some work for my family, and a devoted mother, and the professional basketball player is about as nice a kid as you could possibly come about. She could not have done a better job of raising this guy, and he made it without a father in the family. But that's not the norm. You and I know that. We see so many instances of crime of young men who get into crime early, hanging out in the street corner with their peers. Their father figure ends up being the peer group as a whole that ends up setting them off in the wrong direction. And the story I told you, and I'll tell it to you briefly, Lynn, if you didn't hear it, but I read a fascinating account of what happened over in Africa that made this point home about how important a father figure is in a young man's life and why something like Stanford Mentors all over the country is so important. Over in Kruger National Park, now that's a game preserve in South Africa, they were faced with a growing elephant problem. Their population of African elephants once were endangered, quite frankly, because all the hunting, you know, shooting the larger elephants for the ivory, and so they had to really do some protection. But now, because of that protection, they had to find some way to thin the ranks. They were just getting too many elephants there. So they came up with a plan that they devised to relocate some of the elephants to other African game preserves. Now, elephants are huge, as you and I know, and they're not easily transported. So what happened, the park people built a special harness that was created to airlift the elephants and fly them out of the park using helicopters. The helicopters could do it. They were strong enough to do it. But it turned out the harnesses weren't. It could handle the juvenile and the adult female elephants, but not the huge African bull elephants. So they had to find a quick solution, and the decision was made to leave the much larger bulls at this Kruger National Park and relocate only some of the female elephants and juvenile males. So the problem was solved, right? Herd was thinned out, and all was well at Kruger National Park. But then sometime later, a strange problem surfaced at South Africa's other game preserve. I think it's called Plainsville National Park, the home of the new young elephants. Rangers there at Plainsville began to find the dead bodies of endangered white rhinoceroses. And at first they thought, well, poachers are coming in here and killing these rhinoceroses. But the huge rhinos hadn't died from gunshot wounds. And their horns were left intact. They didn't steal the horns. So the rhinos appear to be killed violently with deep puncture wounds. And not much in the wild can kill a rhino. So the rangers set up hidden cameras throughout the park. Well, the results was shocking. Just they were stunned. The culprits turned out to be these bands of aggressive young juvenile male elephants. The very elephants relocated from Kruger National Park a few years earlier. You see, the young males were caught on camera chasing down the rhinos, kicking them over, and stomping and goring them to death with their tusks. The juvenile elephants were terrorizing other animals in the park as well. So such behavior was very rare among elephants. Something had to go wrong. What set off these young bull elephants? And then the park rangers came up with a theory that made pretty good sense. What was missing from the relocated herd of young male bull elephants was the presence of the large dominant bulls that remained at the first park. You see, in natural circumstances, the adult bulls provide model behaviors for young elephants. They kept them in line is what they did. And the juvenile male elephants were controlled by the males. They were given an example. Well, without the male there, you know, they got into a frenzy triggered by mating season would come around, high testosterone levels, and the bulls just were out of control. They got into a frenzy, ran in packs, did lots of violence in packs. And so what they did, the park people, designed a bigger harness to get some of the big male bull elephants, the adult bulls, and they flew them into the same park. Within weeks, the violent behavior stopped completely because the older bulls let them know that their behaviors were not elephant-like at all. In a short time, these young bulls were following the older and more dominant bulls around while learning how to be elephants. You see, now, isn't that interesting? And doesn't that reflect directly on our young men growing up today without a dominant male figure in the household, you see? Their father experience comes from a conglomerate of their peers hanging out on street corners, coming up with some awful crazy ideas to do. And then you know who replaces them as parents? prisons do. They end up going to prison, and boy, they really learn that. They really get educated there, don't they? They get educated in the finer aspects of criminal behavior across the board and come out more violent and more trained to be a criminal, going right back into crime. The recidivity rate is, what, 50%? Half the prisoners that come out of prison end up going right back in again. So maybe we can learn something from South African parks involving male elephants, both young males and the older males. And who was taken by that story was this minister who stopped me, happened to be African American, would apply across the board. And he said, we have this group called the Stanford Group. It's a nationwide organization. It mentors to young boys. Starts them, try it early as you can, who don't have father figures. And they, you know, and when you say, I want to say father figures, because sometimes there's a father in the home, but he doesn't pay any attention to the kid. And maybe he doesn't pay attention because he's out working two jobs to make ends meet. I'm not castigating or casting dispersion over any father who is struggling to make ends meet to pay for his child. But a mentoring organization like Stanford, I applaud that. I'll tell you some more about it in the weeks to come. I'm going to sit down with this minister and some of his group, and they're bringing in representatives from around the country. I'd like to help start a nationwide effort in various communities to bring in a cross-section of male figures. Someone like me, you know, I'm retired. I've got grandkids now, but I'd certainly be glad to volunteer my time, which we've done. But I've told you before about the story about young boys in some of these group homes and how we've adopted group homes here. And there's just so many things we can do where you can give a little bit of your time on a volunteer basis, just a little bit of time, with these group homes in a mentoring role with five or six young men. Tell them about your life experiences, sharing just some thoughts and ideas to them, taking them over to the park, throwing the football around with them. Maybe raising a little money in your community to give them computers. That's one of the things that we did. We found out that in a group home of young men with no father figures at all, that they were just kind of sitting around. They had one little black and white TV set. Now, I don't want them to be video game nuts, but these kids like to play video games. So we raised the money within our family and close friends to put up some TV sets and put some computers in. First of all, the computers are very helpful education-wise, where your kid and my kid goes home to their own computer. These kids are going to the library, standing in line, waiting for 30 minutes a couple of times a week. So there's so many things we can do along these lines. And isn't it interesting that one of the best scenarios as a guide for you and me in mentoring young men is African bull elephants, male elephants who lead by their own example. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. We're going to take a break for the 10 o'clock news, or for the evening, wherever you happen to live. Our time zones cross the gamut. So we'll take a break for the news, then come back. I got some great guests. We're going to talk about ghosts. We're going to talk about your basic liberties. So a good hour to go on the Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee, take in the news, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.